Hi. How are you all? Hello. Hi, how are you all? Great. Looks good. I'm fine, thanks. Always about you guys. I lied. First thing I said, and I lied because I'm not that well. I got a bit of a sore throat. I always seem to get sick in the lead up to shows. Every time I've got a show coming up the week before, like the Monday the week before, I wake up feeling crap. I think, I don't know, I'm starting to think it's got to be psychosomatic or all in my head or something, because I think I probably get quite anxious about shows, but I don't really express it. But I think my anxiety sort of has to manifest itself somewhere, so I think I kind of repress it, and it sits there, the anxiety in the bottom of my stomach, and sort of grows into a sort of black pulsating sort of ball of stress, and it grows and mutates and pulsates and eventually manifests itself in a disease, you know. Which I fight with echinacea. My placebo of choice. But it's true, I get sick all the time. I pick up absolutely everything going around, you know. I think if bird flu does actually become a human strain pandemic in Australia, they will trace it back to the one time that I accidentally shared a glass with a chicken, you know. And the weird thing, actually, I've always got everything, you know, even when I was a little kid. And the weird thing is my dad's a doctor, and you'd think that having a dad who's a doctor would be good, but my dad was, I don't know, I guess he was a pretty shit doctor, you know, to give him his due, he's great if you've got cancer, you know. I used to spend a lot of my childhood kind of, you know, shaving my head for attention and that sort of thing. Because it was quite rough, you know. I'd be feeling really sick. You know when you're little, how sick you feel when you're sick? And I go to Dad, and Dad, I feel so sick. And you help me, I've got a blocked nose and my head's all woozy. And I've got a sore throat and I think I feel really sick, Dad. Father. And it'd just give you that look, you know, that look that just went, just sort of said, come back when you've got cancer. It's really hard for me. Speaking of cancer, I recently did it. I've been away recently to the United Kingdom where things went really well for me, and I ended up doing this fundraiser for breast cancer. And the act that was on before me was Mariah Carey, right? Who's, I know, full on. What were they thinking? I came on straight after and played Inflatable You, which had a whole new poignancy. After Mariah, but I was really nervous, you know, because Mariah Carey, she's like, got one of the biggest ranges in show business, you know, just huge voice, and I had to go on after, and I was standing there backstage, and fucking Mariah Carey, wow, what an amazing, listen to that voice, God, watching it on a screen, right, and this guy comes up to me, you know, headphones on, you know she's lip-syncing, don't you? I thought, that's a fucking jip, that is, look at that, there's one of the best singers in the world, and she's lip-syncing, it's like a drag show, you know, without the intrigue of transvestitism. And also, like, if you're going to lip-sync, why would you lip-sync a Mariah Carey song? She could have sung anything she wanted. She could have sung something good.